This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Have you noticed that Christmas creep, when stores start introducing Christmas items, has started much earlier this year? We usually manage to get through Halloween before we're bombarded with all the sights and sounds of the season. But like everything else, that has all changed due to COVID-19. With the world of retail looking different than it has in prior years, both brick and mortar and online outlets are feeling the need to reach customers sooner in case of supply chain issues or shipping delays. Oh, and just in case you wondered, Halloween is 27 days away, Thanksgiving 53 days, and Christmas is 82 days from today. Guess how many times parents have heard, "I'm bored," from their kids in a day. Somebody actually knows. Since the start of the pandemic, the average American parent has heard it 6 times a day. Parents also say they've dealt with an average of 5 temper tantrums a day and at least 6 monumental messes someone's had to clean up. I would bet if they did another survey on adults, the results would be similar. The thinking used to be older drivers were the worst. But new insurance data finds folks in their 70s are better behind the wheel than middle-aged drivers. That data shows baby boomers with fewer crashes per mile. It may be because seniors today are healthier and aging better. Insurance experts also think more cars with crash prevention technology helps, too. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with part 2 of the Monday Daily Buzz on Cozy. Solar power is great when the sun isn't being blocked. Smoke from the California wildfires has cut solar energy production by about a third. The sun's rays are not reaching solar panels as well as it should, especially this last month. California depends on solar installations for nearly 20% of its electricity. There's word out boys and girls benefit from playing with dolls when they're little. Yeah, doctors found even when playing alone with a doll, the kids were developing empathy and processing skills. Researchers looked at brain activity and found the area of the brain involving social skills was activated when playing solo with a doll, but it was not activated when playing solo on a tablet. Doctors worked with kids ages 4 to 8. And oh, by the way, the study was sponsored by Mattel, the company behind Barbie. So there's that. Your grandpa would lose his mind if he saw how the U.S. military is pampering new recruits. The Army's new training manual says soldiers should get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night and now encourages recruits to listen to soft music and take warm baths before bed. Whatever happened to running naked up the hill in the snow? The U.S. Army says it's decided to take a more holistic approach to physical fitness, which includes plenty of rest to restore wakefulness and performance. Is this the Army or a yoga retreat? Even the NFL is trying new things to stay sanitary. The Carolina Panthers are trying out a robot that uses UV technology to disinfect large areas at its Charlotte Stadium. The machine rolls around using a bright flash of light to zap germs and sanitize public spaces. The same kind of robot has been used for years in hospitals. The Panthers hope it'll keep the coronavirus away. Finally, the city of Lakeland, Florida had a swan sale over the weekend. City had about 80 swans living in one of their parks, and they said it would cost around $10,000 a year to feed and care for them. They hope to sell about half of the swans over the weekend. Well, apparently in-store browsing is dead. Nobody wants to walk around a store or a mall anymore. We order online and it's delivered, or we drive to the store and pick up what we've already ordered. You know what's gone? Oh, we're just looking. When the salesperson would come up to you in the store and ask if you needed help, What did everybody say? No, we're just looking. Nobody's just looking anymore. Sad. Knucklehead news out of Chicago, where Ruben Lopez rode 69 miles a day from Poo Poo Point in Washington State to PP Creek in Ohio. The trek took him 36 days to complete, but he's not done yet. He plans to complete his 5,000-mile ride to PP Island in Newfoundland and Labrador. All money raised by his ride benefits the Yemen Relief and Reconstruction Foundation, which provides humanitarian aid to the war-torn country. PP Poo Poo, kind of a bawdy bicyclist, don't you think? That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul at WCSY.com is my email if you find something that I should buzz about. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com if you'd like to listen again. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.